Hey, welcome to the Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Korea, now, and I'm joined by a man who spent the last 3 days trying to replicate that damn MasterChef finale dish and is still trying. My co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Good. I've got burnt fingers. I took a little nick off the end of your finger. You know what? I don't actually do that very often, take a little nick off the end of the finger when I'm slicing stuff.
You got a nice pace.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the key. Don't go too fast. You'll be okay.
No, I take it very slowly and gently. Actually, the wife... Lady Damo, she often, wonders and watches on in amazement as I slice things because they're all like uniformly like a millimeter apart. Mm. And I take it very carefully, very slowly. But I think because I used to be a butcher, Greeno.
It's your butchery skills coming back into play.
Yes, I'm used to the dangers of knife handling.
Mm. You've had mishaps.
We've had mishaps.
You've had mishaps. So you've learned from those lessons moving forward. All good.
I think we should teach kids, knife handling skills at a younger age.
So cut them early.
Cut them early.
And then they'll know better.
Throw them the knife
at,
the age of 4 or 5.
Yeah.
you might get more efficient stabbings, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So there's always an upside.
Exactly.
It's less proactive. Mess on the street.
Yeah.
You know?
And they bleed less, the kiddies. Less mess to clean up.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to start the show. I had a week off.
Mm.
So allow me some time to reflect. Okay. And over the weekend, I tuned into your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The Periscope stream. Hello, everyone on Periscope. Listen to our stream
now. Hello on Periscope.
The Boogie Bumper. And I noticed that it was all very serious political stuff.
For the bit you tuned in, it probably was.
It was a little bit serious, but I sent you through the question of, where's the smart?
Where's the smart?
I listened to a good 10 minutes. There was not one bit of smart.
Well.
It's not this kind of show. So I looked at how many listeners, viewers you had on Periscope, and it dwarfed what we do on our show. So that kind of got me thinking. I'm like, we can go two ways with the Starting Block. It's time for a new era. We can either eliminate the smart and try and get some of the Boogie Bumper listeners.
Or we double down.
I can double down and include more smart.
Yes.
Now, I've chosen the latter.
Option two.
So, because my theory is it's going to come full circle.
Yeah.
I think there's probably just not enough smart to get the perverts, but there's too much smart for the clean living people.
You've actually thought about that very analytically. If we could just corner the pervert market.
The pervert market is what we're after
then we'd get them.
So, I think I've tailored the show nicely today with plenty of hot toss.
Yes.
To corner the pervert market. That's what we're going to try and achieve here today.
Lots of hot toss coming up.
Lots of hot toss. You did last week when you did the show. Good job, by the way.
Thank you.
Solid solo show. And you brought in a few clips from the previous few weeks.
It was a bit nervy to begin with.
It was a bit rough, but it was a hell of a lot better than the effort I put in over the years doing a solo. So you did well. But you brought back Greeno's story time.
I did, yeah. Did you like it?
So I did enjoy Greeno's story time. So it got me thinking, I need to bring Greeno's story time back to this episode.
Mm.
And lo and behold, Jesus spoke to me on the way over.
Did he?
He did.
Called you up on the car phone.
Not so much on the car phone. He spoke to me through a car sticker.
Car sticker.
So it was on the back of the car coming up, not Memory Road, but Erskine Park Drive.
Okay, gotcha.
Coming to Erskine Park Drive.
Yep.
And on the back, I see this car, and it's a Jesus, slogan. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Obviously a religious person. It was big. It wasn't a small little Jesus fish. We're talking like whole banner across the back. Like none of this no fat chick stuff. It was like, all Jesus talk.
Gotcha.
But it said, the banner itself, and I quote, Jesus love you.
Jesus love, just love?
Just love.
Not loves.
So here's a tip.
It's grammatically incorrect.
If you're going to whack if you want me to kind of follow your religion, whack some grammar in that sticker.
Yeah, you got to have some grammar.
You got to add an S to that loves. But it was Jesus love you. No one did a spell check or a grammar check on the sticker before whacking it on.
Sign writers are notorious, I think. I can't remember whose joke it was, but somebody had the joke a while ago that sign writers, you hand them what you want on the sign.
Yeah.
Okay. And they'll know that it's wrong.
Yeah.
But they won't tell you. They'll go, are you sure that's what you want on the sign? But they won't tell you that it's wrong because they know as soon as you whack it up, the first customer that walks in is going to go, hey, buddy, your sign's wrong.
Sign's wrong.
Then you have to call them back. You get double job.
Exactly.
You've got to call them back to fix it.
Exactly. That's genius.
That's very clever. So Jesus spoke to you through the grammatically incorrect bumper sticker on the
apparently
way here.
Jesus loved me.
Okay.
Despite the smut.
Okay, so we're doubling down on smut.
We will start with sport. We're 6 minutes in, so we probably will talk about
something. Can't we get to the smut first?
Don't get me wrong. We're knee-deep in smut in segment one.
I really like your thinking that you're going to corner the pervert market,
I think it's the only way this show can go.
Like, we can't go anywhere else.
We can't go.
We can only go up.
It can only go up. We've already eliminated the sport from our show. So now we've already lost the sporting market.
Yeah, we've eliminated the people who look for talent, class, actual insight in sports.
Yeah. We haven't got any political market.
No.
We're left with the perverts.
That's all we've got.
All that's possible left. Yeah. NRL review demo. Let's have a look at last week. Now, unfortunately, we didn't get to do our tips last week because I wasn't here.
No, we didn't. I did some tips.
You did some tips, but I thought it'd be a bit unfair if I put in my tips after you.
Yes.
Because I nearly got a perfect round.
That would be fair.
So I was like, well, that'd be a bit unfair. I don't even know how well you did, to be honest.
Comment on Periscope. They can hear us, but they can't see a thing. Yes, that's because Greeno is extremely ugly.
I'm a very unattractive man, so I choose to... It's like the Phantom of the Opera.
That's right. It actually gets flagged for not safe for work content.
Exactly.
By Periscope.
It's Elephant Man action here, and I'd rather not.
But you are an animal.
I am an animal.
Because remember, we're trying to corner the pervert market. You see. So you are an animal.
And if we're going to try and corner the pervert market, they like the darkness.
The darkness.
They don't like being shone
a
light on.
True.
They want to be kind of hidden in the dark.
In the shadows.
No show. Thanks for listening, by the way. Thanks for checking out.
Yeah, Cindy.
Checking out the show.
Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. Yep. Appreciate your listening.
She's an American, so I'm not sure how long she'll hang on for.
Not for the NRL. No. Probably not. US Topics, segment 3.
US Topics, segment 3.
So tune in about 30 minutes. We'll be talking MLB trades if you're an MLB.
Yeah, if you know any baseball fans.
And then there's some overseas smart.
Overseas smart, too.
There's definitely some overseas smart, I believe.
Look at that. Hot toss off the press.
Take me out to the hot toss. I've labelled the segment.
Excellent. Looking forward to that.
Thursday night.
Prepped and ready.
Did I forgot to do Thursday night footy.
Oh, no. Well, you're supposed to track the ratings.
I was meant to track the ratings. My apologies.
The fans are on the edge of their seat. Wait,
considering how bad the Bulldogs are, I doubt there was many. I reckon it's pretty low. Yeah. Broncos 42, smashed the Bulldogs 12.
Absolutely
smashed
them.
Everyone's calling for Desi's head. They only signed into a 2-year extension this year.
Yet again.
So
he was the super coach
I think
a couple of years ago.
I think he'll be all right.
Yep.
You got the... Actually, before we move on, I just want to talk...
Cindy's an Oakland A's fan.
Oh, you're an A's fan. Oh, yep. Tough.
Just
tough
like Damo.
Yeah, just like Damo. He's an Oakland A's fan. Tough week for the Oakland A's in the fact that traded away two of their good young... Well, not young, but...
Young-ish.
Traded away... they're bullpen pieces, Doolittle and also Mattson. So, you know.
Okay. You know your stuff, don't you?
I definitely know my stuff when it comes to the MLB. and talks of Yonder Alonso and Sonny Gray being traded off.
There you go.
Within the next week, Yankees are the hot tip.
There you go, Cindy. Hot goss.
See, I'm going to move the MLB segment to 1, I think.
Okay.
Cindy's tuning in.
Yep, Cindy's tuning in.
Oh, Cindy's tuning in. We'll come back to the NRL.
All right.
Let's go segment 3.
All right. We'll throw the whole show out of whack because we've got one person listening.
Hey,
that's all right.
Cindy's taking time out of her day to tune in. Live on this show.
Yes,
so we're going to accommodate.
Damn Yankees.
So big changes, Damo. Okay. We talked about the hot stove in the off-season.
Hot stove.
All the movements, you know.
Yeah, because we started off at hot stove.
Yep.
Then it went to a simmering stove. Lukewarm stove. Then it went to the pot that you leave on the stove after you turn it off for too long and it develops that oily film on top that starts to smell.
Tepidy. Yeah.
And then someone tried to turn it up again late on the last day of trade and nothing really happened.
Nothing really happened.
Had to kind of empty it into the garden.
Pour it in the garden.
Because you don't tip oil down the sink.
No, it's got to be in the garden.
Got to be in the garden. Oil and water don't mix, you see.
Correct.
Yeah. So we're back to a hot stove.
Yeah, now we're back to the hot stove.
We're back in the kitchen.
It's mid-season.
Have we got some new crockery?
We went to the end of financial year sales.
Yep.
We've got some new pots. We've got some new pans.
Beautiful.
We've whacked them on the stove.
Excellent.
And it's trade frenzy.
Fantastic.
We've got the Cubs. They acquired left-hander pitcher Jose Quintana from the White Sox for a bunch of prospects.
Cubbies.
Are
they going to go well this year, the Cubs?
Well, the thing is, they've got what they call the World Series hangover, Damo.
Oh, I see.
So they've had a
few. They know how to party.
They do know how to party.
In the States.
And it's a long season already. It's already 162. Then you got spring training. Then you got the postseason. They've had a long year. So
they do training in between the end of the season and the finals.
Well, no. Sorry, I did it in the wrong order.
Okay.
It's like training, season.
I was going to say, that's an odd way to structure it.
Yeah, I was just trying to run through all the things they do.
Okay.
And so anyway, they had a big year last year, long season, and then they've got off to a slow start. They've acquired Quintana, and then they've kicked ass since.
Oh, okay.
So good trade thus far. They're the hottest team coming out of the All-Star break.
Right.
Already talked about Nats getting Doolittle and Mattson from the A's.
Yep.
The D-backs got JD Martinez.
Why would anyone want to go and play for the Nats?
Because they're killing it. They're
Are they?
One of the best teams in the league.
They haven't won it for so long, though, have they?
They haven't won a postseason series since they went back to Washington. The last time they won a postseason series was in the 1920s, I believe.
Is that right? Yeah. So they're due.
They're due. Yeah. They're due for a win.
Okay.
The D-backs get JD Martinez, and in his first game with the D-backs, got hit on the hand, and they're worried he's going to miss some matches. Okay. Thankfully, no break. He's all good. Yep. You got the Minnesota Twins. They acquire Jaime Garcia from the Braves.
Jaime.
David Phelps from the Marlins went to the Yankees.
Okay, so it's busy at the start of the MLB trade season, isn't it?
Well, towards the end.
Oh, okay, is it?
It's very, like, you can trade at any point throughout the year, but this is where it gets, it's like, we've got a week left.
Okay.
So it's just going to go bitch cakes.
So it's like week. It's like a used car lot. You've got all these players that haven't been bought yet, just sort of marauding around the car park, and the buyers, like, the different teams are wandering in, kicking him in the ankles. Oh, is it still good?
Yep.
It's not going to break down on me, is it, right? Next year? I'm not buying a lemon, am I?
No, I've heard about the blisters. You already talked about Jaime Garcia, and then you've got the Royals and Padres completed a trade for Mauer, Cahill, Buchta, for Travis Wood, Buchta, Matt Strom, and a prospect. So that's all that's happened thus far. There was some random reliever trade that happened today. I couldn't be bothered looking that one up. It was a minuscule deal. Don't care.
No one cares about relievers, really, do they? Unless you're like the top five or top 10.
Yeah, if they're solid, if they're big relievers, they throw 100 plus miles an hour. Like last year, it was crazy. You had Andrew Miller, you had Aroldis Chapman move at the last minute for big prospects.
Yep.
It was solid.
Okay.
So that's all that's happened in the hot stove. Been good times.
Excellent.
With that being said, time to switch on over. So we're going to...
What have we got? Bit of smart?
We got time for smart.
Excellent.
So any perverts out there, be sure to tune in out.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hot toss off the press.
That's right. Hot toss. This is to take me out to the hot toss today, mate. So the Mets season, they haven't had a good year, the Mets.
Mm.
But it may have reached a new low or high, depending on which way you look at it.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So Citi Field, the stadium they play at, it's becoming more and more empty. So they're struggling a little bit.
Okay.
They're selling fewer tickets, most of the games.
Yep.
Apparently it's easier to have sex there than in the privacy of your own home. So a couple of fans were caught in the middle of the game, Damo. They didn't even wait for the seventh inning stretch. In mid-coitus.
Nuts, anybody?
Mid-coitus in the Citi Field bathroom stalls.
Oh, okay. So they weren't like out in the stands.
Not in the stands, no.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
It's not like that Origin lady that, you know, took a slash.
Took a whiz on the seat.
Yeah, on the seat.
Yeah, that she was sitting in. Yeah.
Big
night that night.
Exactly. So, but someone decided to take a picture of this and then post it on Twitter, talking about how exciting it was there for the Mets.
Excellent.
If they've got to use protection, though, they can always call their kid Yoannis.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us out there in Radio Land, you can do so a number of ways, Greeno, via the little blue bird at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Do not forget to drop that K. Also, right now on the Periscope, you can get in touch, say g'day, tell us how you're going, strike a light. Quick shout out to Tony the Fairy, Greeno.
Tuning in, Tony.
My mate down in Melbourne at the moment. Hope everything goes well with you down there, mate, and hope it all works out. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Come home soon, bud. All the best. So what are we going to do now? We've done the American stuff. We've done smart.
Well, considering Tony...
we've ticked the smart off the list.
Yeah, we're just one portion. Because remember, we're doubling down.
Yep.
We're doubling down. So we've split the aces.
Okay.
And we're just focusing on one hand at the moment. One hand's done. Trying to focus on the other.
Okay.
Gotta
shake out the adrenaline.
Exactly.
In the hand.
Exactly.
Not the atrophy. We've got atrophy in one hand.
Yeah.
And we've got, what do they call that when they build up the lactic acid?
Lactic acid in the other hand.
Too much work, like the mountain climbers.
Correct. Ready to go.
We've climbed the mountain of smart. Now we're ready to slide on down the slippery backside of it.
I don't know what the slipperiness is from. Yeah. Lube. Probably.
Dew, because it's very dewy up there.
I'm going dew. I've gone lube.
Lube. Well, that's lube. Dew is nature's lube.
It is. Correct. Very good point.
Thank you.
Where are we up? We're talking Broncos doggies.
Broncos smash the Bulldogs.
42-12. Now, if you're Aaron Woods.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just pretend, though.
I'll pretend.
We're going to go to make-believe land for a moment.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun.
If you're Aaron Woods, the reason he said he was leaving the Tigers was the fact he goes unstable. It's too unstable. I mean, sick of the instability. You know, the coach, the
board. What do you mean they're unstable? They lose every single week.
No. They're more like the coach, the board, et cetera.
Don't get much more stable than that.
Since he signed on with the Dogs, the CEO's quit.
Yes.
And Desi might be gone before season's out.
That's very true.
Well done. Well done, Aaron.
Good call, Az.
The Roosters pump the Plucky Knights 28-4. Not much talk. There was a lot of talk about the CSIOLA tackle.
It's hard to pronounce. How do you say his name?
Soya.
Soyabean.
But nothing to do with Blake Ferguson, the sex pest, Blake Ferguson. He'd be a fan of this show today.
Yeah, is he? The smart special.
And his high forearm on Chanel Mataudia.
Oh, right.
That left him unconscious.
Yes.
No suspension, no report, because, no sighting, nothing.
Because Iasiasoliola, there we go, I knew we'd get it out eventually. Yep. He took all the limelight, Greeno.
He did. So,
with his big dog shot on Billy Slater.
Exactly. I'm going to touch on that in a sec. Don't worry about that.
Beautiful.
You got the Sharkies too good for the Rabbits, 26-12. But James Maloney suffered a hand injury, so that's a bit of a blow.
Yep.
The Rabbits are just murdered.
Murd.
They're just murd.
Murd.
The Panthers, too good for the Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas.
Crazy Malarkas.
24-16. Yep. Matty Moylan came back from a hamstring injury and lasted about 6 minutes before he was limping
around.
Well
done, Matty.
Good call.
Yep.
Good call to rush him back.
Bring him back.
Let's bring him back after 1 week from a hammy.
He's not winning any games on the bench, is he?
That'll do well.
Best 6 minutes he ever played.
Exactly. So he's out this week.
Yep.
So here's where the controversy started. So the Raiders season's done.
Yep.
The Storm beat him 20-14 down there in the nation's capital.
I actually heard this morning you were the preseason favourites to make the grand final.
Us and the Panthers, yeah.
Wow.
That's a
fall from grace. Now we're back to traditional Ricky Stewart coaching.
This is real sticky.
Now we're back to real sticky coaching methods.
Last year was
you get one good year at the top, and then you'll progressively go down the ladder until you bottom out, bottom of the ladder, and then he quits and gets a new club.
That's how it'll work.
This is the method. We've seen this before.
Last year's to use a New Jersey term, a fugazi.
Fugazi.
It's not a real diamond.
Okay.
It just looks like one.
Are you sure that's not Fugazi?
Fugazi. Fugazi. It
Fugazi
depends what accent
is,
we say.
Fugazi is the
Fugazi.
Punk band.
No, it's Fugazi.
Haven't you heard of Fugazi, the punk band?
No, I can't say I have.
Famous punk band
in America,
I just
hadn't heard Greeno. That hit that song. Catchy tune.
Okay. Well, The Offspring.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only been around for, what, 13 years? That track.
If not more. Let's talk about the CSIOLA Billy Slater shot. Now, I'm...
CSIOLA.
That's the one.
Heard some Pelicans on the radio going, oh, he should get 26 weeks for that.
It was ridiculous.
Really?
So, yes. Was the hit late? Yes. Did the hit knock Billy out to kingdom come? Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Was Billy pretty much...
It wasn't the prettiest moment for rugby league,
was it? Billy Slater pretty much horizontal at the point of impact? Yes.
Yeah.
So if the...
it's a swinging arm into Billy, the guy that's falling, right?
But if Billy hadn't slipped, he wouldn't have been hit in the head. He would have been hit across the chest.
Correct.
But they decided to give him 5 weeks anyway because Billy apparently can't remember Origin 3.
See, it's mechanics, isn't it?
Which personally I don't think has anything to do with the hit. I just reckon he might have had a few too many sauces.
These things come up in AFL all the time, Greeno, because the guy knows how to play for a high tackle. I'm not suggesting Billy Slater did, right? Obviously not. He slipped over.
Happens.
But what the players do, right, they see you coming in to tackle and they drop the knee.
Yeah.
And that way the high tackle goes up around the head or they flip up the shoulder and send the arm and slip it up around the neck.
Yep.
And they free kick, they get a high tackle penalty. Mm. So, you know, they've tried to stamp it out, actually. If you duck your head, then you don't get a free kick.
Well, I think it just opens it up to a whole world of pain. So if someone slips and smashes their head on someone's knee, is someone getting suspended for 26 weeks for kneeing?
Well, that's a very good point.
It's the same principle in reality.
Yeah.
So
you're taking the very unpopular line on this,
aren't
you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're very much in the minority here.
Oh,
because everyone else is, cultivating outrage porn.
Oh, you've got to be outraged, Damon.
Oh, you should get 26 weeks. You should be banned for life.
Speaking of outrage, you would have been proud.
Outrage porn.
We talked about it the other week about how, we've already talked about we don't get enough listeners, so we're going to go on the smart angle. But the other week
we're
going
to double down on
we
smart.
We need more Twitter followers.
Yes.
And you said the best way to do it is to be outraged by pretty much everything.
Yeah, you pick a topic, you feign outrage over it, you'll end up getting written up in the local paper because your tweet will come out, as long as you're the most outraged.
You've got to be the most outraged.
Yeah,
and then
people are like, I like this guy, he gets outraged over the same things I get outraged about, therefore he must be a good person, he must be a good show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can produce absolute crap.
You can. I saw the ultimate in that high level of outrage last night.
Yes.
Where people were outraged by a tweet from the official NRL Twitter account.
Okay.
Now, the tweet they sent out, and I knew it was kind of that real hardcore Twitter outrage.
Yeah.
When I had to reread the tweet 9 times to work out where I should be outraged, the tweet said, see you in 5 weeks.
Okay.
But spelled SIA, 5 weeks, Soliola cops 5 weeks of Billy Slater. Hit.
See you in 5 weeks.
Now, where should I be outraged in that tweet, Damo?
Oh, you see, because he's, he'll be back in 5 weeks.
No, the outrage was the fact that they used the phrase see ya. his name. See you in 5 weeks. They're saying you shouldn't be making light of this.
Oh,
this
boy.
This is serious. This is a disgrace. I saw people use the word, it's a disgrace, this tweet. Whoever runs the media account for NRL should be fired.
You're kidding.
I'm like, that's quality outrage right there.
Yeah.
That's doing outrage well.
Yeah. That's our American listener Greeno is just commenting, like, if you can survive rugby, you know, let alone get knocked out. And it's funny she brings that up because I was just listening today. A report came out about all the brains that they're studying from the concussions.
Yes.
You see?
In America or in Australia?
In America, I think.
Yeah, it's been going on for quite a number of years.
But there's all these court cases with hockey and NFL.
Yeah.
And I'm like, these players shouldn't get legal recourse. No. It's a free choice that they make to go and play. They know it's violent, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They know that they can get knocked out. At the very least, the player should just sign a waiver.
Yep.
And so you sign the waiver, and if you're not going to, if you don't sign it, you don't play.
No.
Right? No Makes one's sense. Forcing them to play the game, are they?
100% agree.
And they've got the big padding and the helmets and stuff. Our guys go all natural.
Yeah, but the problem
is... punched in the head.
Because they've got that stuff, they think they're invincible.
Yeah, but it's so what? Just because you've got airbags in your car doesn't mean you'll survive when a Mack truck slams into you either.
You're a smart dude. You know how a concussion occurs, right?
Yeah.
By the brain rattling inside your skull.
That's right.
To a point where it hits kind of the edge.
That's right.
Is that still going to happen irrespective of wearing a helmet?
Of course it is.
Yeah, so that's
So the what's the difference?
Exactly. So don't wear the helmet.
It would almost be worse if two helmets collide.
It is, because you've got more force because they think they're more protected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go. There's Damo's tip of the week. Stop wearing helmets.
Damo's tip of the week. Well, no, there's more outrage porn over that. Oh, the NRL needs to do more about concussion. You're like, they're saying, Billy Slater, because he tweeted today, I'm not playing this week, but I should be right next week. Now they're all going, oh, the doctors down there are obviously amateur hour with all this stuff about concussions. How can they rush him out? And I'm like, really? You're going to, just throw slander at the doctor, at the club now? Like, that's a pretty risky business to be in when you're, you're a public radio figure, isn't it?
I think it's a fair point.
Because you're slandering the doctor.
If Billy, I think we're going to take care of Billy. I think if he's saying he can't remember the last week and a week before the concussion, he needs to retire.
Yeah, he needs to. You just want him out so New South Wales will win next year's State of Origin.
That will help. where were we? Cowboys.
All of the good players at the teams I don't like need to retire immediately.
That'd help.
It's far too dangerous.
That would be very helpful. Yep. Cowboys too good for the Warriors, 24-12. Sean Johnson gone for the year.
Shawnee boy.
They're screwed. How bad are the Warriors? You're talking about a team that gets overhyped.
They were supposed to be good at the start of the year as well, but that never really happened.
That's unbelievably good.
But it's the same thing every year with the Warriors.
Yeah, super coach Steve Kearney just couldn't get him over the line.
Yeah, another super coach. Him and Ricky, mate. Him and the stick.
Yeah, they're on fire.
He's in a pod.
Don't forget Trent Barrett. They got pumped 52-22 by the Dragons.
Fantastic.
And you got the Tigers, got done by the Eels, 17-16.
Okay.
Clint Gutherson. The Gutherson Starship, Damo.
The Guff.
gone for the year with an ACL.
Chuck a wheelie, show us your tips.
Show us your tips. Panthers v Bulldogs. What's that? Is that Thursday night footy?
Thursday night footy.
That's going to rate through the ass.
Yeah, we need to make sure we track the ratings.
I will
this
track
week.
The ratings. I'll look it up in the next ad.
Okay, I'm going to take the Panthers in that one.
All right, Panthers that one. I'm going to take the Panthers as well.
Okay, Warriors Sharkies.
James Graham's back this week, Damo.
Is he? Look out.
The pale pom. I'm still going Panthers. Warriors, Sharkies. Got to go Sharkies.
Yeah, I think we'll take the
Sharks. Even without Maloney.
Can they go back-to-back, the Sharks, this year?
No chance? No.
Aren't they third?
They are a chance.
You're always a chance, aren't you, if you're top four?
If you're top four, you're always a chance, but I think Melbourne's probably the class above.
Okay.
And then the Bronx are still looking good.
Really? The Bronx?
Bronx looking good. And I hate to say it.
They've been a bit wobbly, though, last month, maybe.
Yeah,
a couple
origin
of losses.
Time. Yep. Origin time.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Sydney Cox playing good brand of footy as well.
Sydney Cox.
You got the Eels v the Broncos. I'm going the Broncos there.
Take the Broncos. Although the Eels always do well against the Broncos at Parramatta.
Yeah, but they're missing Gutherson.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he's out. Yeah, changes everything.
Out. No chance.
Changes everything.
You got the Plucky Knights, Damo, versus the Dragons.
Take the red and whites.
I'll take
that
the red and whites.
I already
well.
Penciled you in for
just,
a Dragons.
Just lock me in for a Dragons. Raiders v Rabbitohs.
Tough one now. Because the Raiders will be shattered that their season's over, basically.
They're missing Soliola, they're missing Rapana, someone else suspended. Papali's out.
Papali's
out. Become thugs the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Still going to go.
The stick, his magic touch is all over this.
It's magic.
This train wreck.
I'm still going the Raiders in that one, though.
Yeah, I'll take the Raiders as well.
You got the Roosters versus the Cowboys. I'm going the Roosters.
I'm going to take the Cowboys, actually.
Fair point. Yeah, they're playing well there. They're up to fifth, I believe.
Yeah, they're going okay.
Storm.
It could be an upset.
Could be. Storm v Seagulls. Cameron Smith in a bit of doubt for this match. So
well, Billy Slater certainly is.
Billy's gone.
And it's a grudge match. These two teams always have a good game, don't they?
They do.
Hate each other's guts.
They do. But, you know, Munster just slides back to fullback. That's a pretty handy replacement.
Yeah, that is true.
When you've got an Origin 6.
I'm going to take Manly.
I'm going to take Storm.
Okay.
down there at Amy Park.
Yeah.
And you got the Gold Coast Crazy Malakas.
Crazy Malakas. Tigers.
Put some money on the Crazy Malakas.
Crazy Malakas.
There.
Cool.
All right. I came across this the other week, Damo. I saw our old stomping ground was in the news.
Our old stomping
ground. So we're St. Clairians growing up.
Yes.
Through and through.
St. Clair.
You used to play for the St. Clair.
The Comets, Greeno.
The local team.
Yep.
So this kind of stood out when I saw this. Penrith winger Darlene Watine Zalesniak has been involved in an altercation volunteering as a church judge during Junior Rugby League match in Sydney's West, the NRL has confirmed. He was allegedly abused and manhandled on the sideline just hours before playing for the Panthers. They're investigating
those
it.
Those good old local rugby league crowds, eh?
In a statement, the Panthers confirmed the club is aware of an incident involving him, which occurred at a Junior Rugby League fixture at St. Clair on Saturday morning. And I'm like, no way, this is not going to happen. Not our Comets, Damo.
Not our lovely, trusty, you know, Comets.
Not our lovely area that is St. Clair and the Comets.
Local
is,
boys.
It would never happen.
No, and then never.
And then I looked into it 2 days later. It turns out it was St. Mary's. Made more sense.
St. Mary's, of course.
Yeah, so...
Those thugs! Yeah.
Forget them. It was a St. Mary's team. Not
St. Mary's
Clair.
And St. Clair, the rivalry goes a long way.
It does go a long way.
Yeah.
I get to play a couple of theme songs now, Damo.
Oh, okay,
exciting
beautiful.
Time.
This will be good.
We need the court dates. Where's the court dates?
Court dates is there.
Well, there we go.
Hey.
I'm off for a couple of weeks. Just lost my touch.
Boom.
In our upcoming NRL court dates,
okay.
Damo,
what
Bulldogs 5'8" in hot water. Josh Reynolds in hot water after an
alleged
altercation with hotel staff when
alleged
asked to leave
Greeno.
A venue due to intoxication. Okay. The Telegraph reported that the incident took place at the main bar at Northies.
Northies, the old stomping ground.
But here's the thing. It was just after 11:30, so that's pretty good. If you're at the point of abuse where you're getting kicked out at 11:30, you've done well.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was asked to leave the venue by staff because he had too much drink. A security guard was forced to intervene when Reynolds wouldn't leave.
Yep.
And a witness to the incident said Reynolds became verbally aggressive.
Okay.
They recount that it wasn't just staff that Reynolds was abusive to. He abused teammates who were trying
to... giving everyone a go.
Who were trying to help him get out. Police were called to the scene and Reynolds will be charged with failing to quit a licensed premises.
On you, Joshy.
Well done, Josh.
Yep.
I look forward to that upcoming day. I want to see how that one works out.
NRL court dates.
Here we go.
What do we got?
Here we go. We're going to wrap it up because we need to up the smart factor.
Up the smart.
We definitely need to up
right
the smart.
Right next to court dates.
I need to do it after court dates.
Right.
There we go. Have a bad time with this board. I saw this thing on Twitter last week where they were talking about if you were doing a rugby league best of Bad Boy 13.
Oh, now this could be something.
Who would be in your lineup?
You'd have to pick about four or five teams, wouldn't you?
Pretty much. There was a lot of people that missed out, and one that was raised that missed out on the team was a guy called Ryan McGoldrick. And no one had really heard of this guy. So I thought, well, I need to look into it and find out who this guy is, because he seemed to get a lot of mentions, this Ryan McGoldrick.
Okay.
And I came across this
guy. Never heard of him, really.
Exactly. And this one made me think, how have we not heard of this guy?
Yeah.
So, 2013, this article popped up.
Look him up.
Castleford has backed Ryan McGoldrick after claims he was holding stripper nights at his self-made strip club with his teammates.
Self-made.
So,
okay. This is interesting.
The thing says, the heavily tattooed McGoldrick, famed for his riding through town on his Harley Davidson.
Oh, of course.
Has
he's got
up,
the whole bad boy image does, going, doesn't he?
Has opened up the, in inverted commas, outback in his garden after the club banned players from drinking in the town. And he says he has installed a pole for dancers to entertain his teammates. The coach and chief executive hit the roof. He sent a grovelling apology.
Typical grovelling. I regret my actions.
Oh, very close. He said, some people have been offended by this and I apologise. I want to apologise to Terry, the players and their wives and girlfriends. Terry's created a tight-knit group and have worked hard to create a professional successful culture at Castle.
Professional sexual culture.
Sources say the only time the bar has been used was at a club barbecue where the wives and girlfriends were invited.
Is that right?
Nothing says family fun for the wife and kiddies like a bit of pole dancing.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going live on Periscope as we speak, going live to radio through pre-record.
Thanks again to our Periscope listeners.
Big thanks to Periscope listeners. Thanks for tuning in. AFL, Damo, before we get down to the AFL, it's more time for Greeno story time.
More stories.
So I missed the show last week because I was down there in freezing cold Melbourne. Firstly,
yes.
the stories about the Melbourne weather somewhat over-exaggerated. Mm. Firstly, I didn't think it was as cold as everyone said it was going to be.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't as cold on the days you were there. Did you consider that often?
No, because I was walking around in basically what I'm wearing now. Yeah. I had a trench coat on.
A trench coat?
But everyone else in the street was real rugged up, like cold enough for you. And I'm like, yeah, it's a bit fresh, but no different to Sydney weather in the mornings.
Yeah, it's okay.
Throughout the day, a bit cooler, definitely, but yeah. not as bad. It's the same in the mornings.
So okay, fair enough.
Second thing, bit of a wind tunnel.
Yes, it is. Whole very windy. Wind tunnel, yeah.
That didn't rate. Thirdly, it was...
especially down around your Docklands and that sort of area.
Very much so.
Yep.
Thirdly, the weather does know how to change in the matter of seconds, right?
Doesn't it?
And I got trumped up by lack of umbrella, then purchase of umbrella, and then not needing an umbrella. So I rocked up day one.
Typical bloody Melbourne.
Because I'm all about organisation, right? So I made sure I researched. I don't fly very often, so I read what I can and can't take on the plane. Sure. I was all carry-on. I'm not going to check in any luggage. So it said, like, don't take umbrellas. So I'm not going to take an umbrella. It's fine. It's not going to rain. It's all sweet.
Yep.
So anyway, day one, I rock up there. They're like, you bought an umbrella. I didn't. So... thankfully, it didn't rain throughout the day. So I thought, I'm going to duck on in, have myself a meal.
Duck in.
Across the road. Thankfully, it was just across the road from where I was staying.
Okay.
Nice little pub there. I thought, I'm going to get myself a bit of a feed.
Yep.
And then I'll pop back over to the hotel. I'll be gone in 10 minutes. So order my meal. It's nice. It's clear outside. Order a meal. A couple of minutes later, I see the staff bringing in like all these cushions and stuff from outside. And I'm like, okay. Oh, you guys are about to wrap up. Like, sorry, I didn't realize. Like, do I have time to have a meal? And I'm like, yeah, mate, you're fine. We don't close for another couple of hours. I'm like, what's with the cushions? And he's like, it's pouring out there. I looked out. It was bucketing. And I'm like, well, this isn't ideal. No umbrella. So next day, I'm like, I'm going to see how I go. Bucketing down again.
Yep.
No umbrella.
Okay.
Duck downstairs, get ripped off with a $20 umbrella from chemists.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to charge me $30. And I'm like, no.
That's never going to work out well.
I'm not going to spend $30 on umbrella. Where's the cheap shit?
Yeah.
Got the cheap shit, moved on.
Okay.
As I grab the umbrella, it's been bucketing all morning. Walk outside, sun's out. Too late to take this back? Didn't rain the rest of the time I was there.
Yeah, I kept my docket.
Kept no need for
it. It hasn't
umbrella.
Been used.
Actually, speaking of dockets, I was allowed a meal allowance while I was down there.
Okay. How much per day?
$70 per day.
Jesus.
Which is breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffees, etc. Okay.
Well, that's not a lot, actually, is it?
Would you spend $70 on food a day?
Well, you could spend $70 at lunch if you were inclined.
King. Yeah, very much so. So I thought,
a big fancy executive like you would get more than $70 a day.
$70 is pretty handy. Over the space of 3 days, it's $210 for food.
So, yeah.
That's pretty
handy. Still expecting you to buy, like, at least two or three sittings of, like, two-minute noodles, like box noodles, and cook them in your room.
Well, my theory was I needed to be able to spread
A good steak will cost you $40 at a restaurant.
Well, here's my story. So, basically, I forgot to get my receipts in the morning. And by the time I got to, like, afternoon, I'm like, oh, sorry, I've got to keep receipts, got to get reimbursed.
Yep.
I'm like, work's paying for this. So I got to the end of, like, day one. I looked, and I'm like, okay, I've got $70. And I'm like, I've only got $8 worth of receipts. What am I going to do?
Yep.
$52 steak.
Yeah.
That was my dinner. Took me to $69.45.
Beautiful.
Steak and a bourbon.
Knowing you would take exactly right up to the 70.
I took it right up to the 70. I had 45 cents to spare.
You are an accountant.
And I was happy as Larry. But the problem was, like, so I got the most expensive steak I could find, the most expensive thing on the menu.
Only 50.
Then they overcooked it.
What?
And I was like, I was ticked off. So I'm like, because medium rare, you got to order that medium rare. Basically, that mooing.
Yeah, that's right.
For the quality of steak. Yeah. And it came out pretty
medium
well.
So was it like a nice fillet?
Yeah, it was nice fillet. It was beautiful. Medium well it came out. I'm like, I don't rate this.
No,
and the thought about it, I didn't pay for the $52 steak, don't care.
Yeah, well, no, you got to send it back.
I didn't buy
it. You got to send a message to the kitchen. It's not acceptable. Yeah. You got to go Gordon Ramsay on them.
But it was a pub, so it's kind of like what level do you expect? Like,
what pub has the audacity to charge $50 for a steak?
Well, it was $42 for the steak, $10 for the bourbon.
Oh, I see. $10. What pub has the audacity to charge
$10 for
you
bourbon?
You know, Greeno, in all my years of sports broadcasting, I've never been so as outraged as I am right now.
$10 is all right for a bourbon. I can deal with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a bottle?
No, it was a
bourbon and Coke in a little tumbler.
Yeah.
$10.
$10.
You're mad.
I didn't pay for it, so I don't care.
Which pub was this?
It's Platform 28.
Okay, avoid it.
Yeah, it's okay, go there. We're talking
Did you get down to the Giants pub, Greeno?
I didn't. You have to tell me. I'm going down in another month.
Okay, West Village in Docklands. You know where the, is it the DFO? In Docklands, right on the river there.
Yeah. I went down there.
You've got those marquees there, so the little German restaurant that sort of thing. So he's just behind the caravan that sells the big meaty pork burgers.
Yeah.
It's the pub right behind that.
Oh, wow. I walked past there. Yep. I had a meal.
Couple of pool tables.
Just over there.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, I went to the wool shed instead.
There you go. Well, if the Giants are playing away that weekend, you can watch it in there.
I could.
Well, if they're playing at home, you could watch it in.
I go down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It doesn't help.
Oh, that doesn't help. That's a
killer. I'll still check out the pub, though.
Yeah, check it out.
I'll have to get that address.
Yeah, it's a dank. You'll like it.
Oh, it's my kind of pub.
Yeah.
Adelaide Crows, Gold Coast.
Geelong.
Geelong Cats.
Yeah, and there was a bit of aggro in that game. Plenty of biff throughout from the first siren, you know, till the final.
Yeah.
It never ended, but Adelaide got the job done. And there was a bit of party time in the stands, Greeno, as Adelaide fans, I think it was, let flares off after the game. Trying to emulate their cousins overseas.
Was that reported in the papers?
It was like, reported.
All the club need to be banned. They need to suspend the whole club from the comp.
Yeah, no, it didn't get to that extent. Funnily enough,
who would have thought?
Funnily enough,
the Essendon Peptides 132 over North Melbourne. Over North Melbourne.
Actually, the big story to come out of that game was Brad Scott absolutely unloading a verbal tirade of epic proportions on Majak Dawe via the phone. You know, the phones that the AFL, because the AFL coaches sit up in the box and the players are down on the field, obviously.
Yeah.
So those little phones that they talk to the players on, I reckon they must replace those every week at least once.
Oh, easily.
Bashing the phone.
You'd want to make them out of rubber.
There's plenty of that going on. So you know your club's not going too well when the biggest story of your club from the weekend is how much the coach yelled at one of the players.
Yeah, it's a big week. Peak week.
And there's also accusations of tanking, Greeno.
From North Melbourne.
Yeah, because apparently...
It happens every year.
Paper sleuthing, Greeno. So apparently a journalist from one of the big footy papers went down there and watched their training session and from that surmised, from their expert position, that they're training to lose. Oh! Yeah.
What are they doing? Intentionally kicking to the opposition in training?
Everybody drop to your knees and worship the journalist.
Well done.
The all-knowing journalist. Yes, tanking's back on the agenda because I went to one training session and look, they're training to lose.
They're not looking like they're going to win.
No.
Is there nothing better? Right? Aren't we like 4 weeks away from the finals?
4 weeks away from the finals, yeah.
Got to be something better to write about than that.
No, we are talking Melbourne sports journalism, Greeno.
Fair point.
Yep.
Melbourne
pretty,
too good.
Pretty trashy.
For Port Adelaide, 88-65.
Yep.
Western Bulldogs pumped Gold Coast.
Absolutely pumped. Got the job
56.
Done, didn't they?
The Swannies hot trot continues.
They roll on. They roll on.
101 to 59. They're now fifth on the ladder,
fifth on the ladder, yep.
And a real shot of making the top four now.
Absolutely, because the Giants are a big shot of dropping out of it.
We'll talk about GWS in a sec. Hawthorn too good to Frio, and that gets us to Richmond.
Hawthorn's still an outside chance of making the finals too, you know.
Up against Sydney this week, I believe.
Are they? Well, that's do or die for. What a do or die game.
That'd be a good game.
A big grudge match.
Correct.
Is it at the MCG? It must be at the MCG, I think.
I think it will be, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in.
Yeah,
it is MCG tomorrow night. Richmond defeated GWS. We won one game.
Giants were 22-2 up in the first quarter.
Yep.
And ended up losing 64-45.
Wet weather conditions, but
no excuse.
The wheels are falling off the Giants.
Giants used to be really good in the wet. And it's funny because when they were really good in the wet, it's because obviously wet weather is an equalizer for teams that have better skills than you.
Yeah.
They can't use the skills as much. Now we're one of the most skilled teams with the hand passes. Mm. We suck at the wet weather footy. So there you go.
Yeah, a couple of inclusions coming back this week, I believe, though. Okay. Hopefully we'll help the cause, but... Yep. You know,
there's talk of Deledio coming back in a week or two, but it's like he literally has not played all year.
Good,
fresh. No, but how much can you expect?
A lot.
Really?
We need him.
Like Canelio might come back soon, but you can't say to Canelio, all right, mate, you haven't played since round three or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Welcome back into the team. We haven't won in over a month. Yeah. We need you to get 30 touches, 2 goals, make 10 tackles. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, but we need to see some improvement before the finals, hopefully.
Yeah, if we can stick around in the eight.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because now we're just one win ahead of about three teams.
Yeah.
And we've got a pretty crappy percentage. So if we lose next week and these other teams win, we'll be dropped down to about 6 or 7.
We're stuffed.
Yep.
Absolutely stuffed. And Toby Green doing Toby Green things, getting suspended for 2 weeks.
Getting suspended again. There was plenty of outrage on that too.
Exactly. Collingwood too good for West Coast, 93-85. And Brisbane,
the Lions pumped them.
112-82 over Carlton.
Well done. Show us your tips.
Show us your tips. AFL, Hawks v Swans. I'm going Swannies.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Swannies in that one too. Form team of the comp.
North versus Melbourne.
I'm going to take the Dons.
I'm going to take Dons because North apparently they're tanking.
Yes, because we saw them at training,
Yeah. GWS versus Frio. I'm going to get Frio.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
We haven't won a game in a month.
Yeah, but it's at home.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely taking the Giants in that one. And
Frio.
I think that he's my Tim Simona exotic bet of the week. Giants to win by possibly 6 or 7 goals.
I like it. Lock that in.
Okay.
Port versus St Kilda. I'm going to go Port.
Yeah, like the Saints are just too up and down. You don't know what you're going to get. They're a decent team, but they just don't bring it every week. So, Fair point. Port Adelaide.
Yep. Gold Coast versus Richmond. I'm going to go Richmond.
Richmond for me as well.
Carlton v Geelong. I'm going to go Geelong. Bulldogs versus the Peptides. I'm going to go Peptides.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go the Bulldogs in that one.
All right.
I think. Oops, hang on. Wrote it backwards.
Yep. Pies v Crows. Going to go Crows.
Yep, take the Crows.
And then West Coast versus Brisbane Lions.
I'll be taking the Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles as well.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Bit of Offspring for our Hot Toss off the press edition. Smut double down overload, Greeno. What do you think?
It is very much so. It's enjoyable. Yep. It's
good. She's got issues.
She's got issues. Bit old school tunes.
Hit that, you see?
Yep.
You know, hit that. It was also a Hot Toss reference.
Hot Toss, yeah. Plenty of Hot Toss there.
Yep.
I quickly looked up the Affairs of the Thursday Night Footy demo.
They do. Give it to me. Give me the dirty.
So down there in 19th place, 19th rating, was none other than Thursday Night Footy.
419,000
tuned in to the Thursday Night Footy.
I just love their Thursday Night Footy.
Now, that's a win for rugby league right there because they're in the top 20 for once. So,
yes, that's very true. You've got to look for the positives, Greeno.
Good work, rugby league.
Toddy Greenberg, big thumbs up, mate. Big tip of the hat.
Well done.
Yep.
With that being said, up in 16th place with 60,000 more people viewing, animals that make you laugh out loud. Just let that sit for a minute.
And I bet it was written like animals that make you LOL. Right?
Laugh out loud. Lol. Exactly. Okay. More people tuned into animals
that make you
laugh out loud.
Lol. Yes.
Than Thursday Night Footy.
Than Thursday
They love footy. A demo. The fans, they love the Thursday Night Footy.
Yeah.
I think what else they love,
obviously,
demo?
It's apparent.
They love it when they got money on Jordan Spieth because he's only 23 years of age.
Yeah, he's going to be better than Tiger Woods.
It will be cool. Tim Simona, exotic bet of the year.
No.
Well,
if he doesn't screw around with cocktail waitresses, he'll definitely
cocktail
be better.
Waitresses, Jordan. But he's already got three major titles at the ripe old age of 23. He's absolutely killing it. The British Open, it was like the downtown Dockland streets, the wind that was pumping up there.
Just before we get on, how is he tracking for titles at the same age as Tiger? Tiger had, maybe four or five?
No, I think he's pretty much... He's already got the exact same amount of PGA Tour titles at the same age.
See, Tiger won most of his stuff in his late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, so...
He?
But speech is just going to get better and better. That's a scary part. Won it by three strokes over Matt Kuchar. Lee was third. Rory McIlroy. What happened to Rory?
Rory broke up with Caroline Wozniacki.
Well, that'll do it.
Yep.
That'll do it.
He was heartbroken, Greeno.
I think he broke up with her. Yeah, so not as heartbroken.
Okay.
He was seven strokes behind. But, yeah, I haven't really heard too much of Rory
How would you be breaking up with Caroline, was he? Oh, I'll find someone else.
Yeah. And he will. But, you know, you're getting rid of some quality right there.
Although she's never won a title, she's never won a major.
Yes, she has, hasn't she?
No, she's never won a major.
Oh, there you go.
Caroline Wozniacki. Yeah. So maybe he can do better.
Yeah, maybe he can.
Hot toss.
Who could be doing better.
Boom, boom.
Bit of
hot toss three-peat tonight.
Hot toss shark style demo.
Double down.
I don't know if you saw this throughout the week, but the shark, Greg Norman,
the shark,
stripped down for an ocean swim. So the Australian golfing great who turned 62 this year was enjoying a few days horse riding in Colorado.
He's still in pretty good shape, the old shark,
he's
isn't he?
Very good, Nick. He decided to get his kid off there.
Yeah.
And decided
the ladies love the shark.
He decided to strip on down and post a picture on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, so he posted it.
He posted
a naked selfie by the shark. Yep. The great white.
He was on a two-day track or something. Oh, no, two-day ride. He was horse riding.
Oh, yes. I guarantee there was plenty of riding going on.
Exactly. He hasn't had a soft drink in more than 25 years, and his ripped body is a testament to 5 days of a week workout regime.
Normie.
He said, I don't know what it looked like, but it feels pretty damn good.
Feels good, eh?
I normally start off with about 30, 45 minutes of cardio. I like to get my heart rate up about 185.
There's nothing I hate more than when the fitness freaks actually tell you like their little routine during a day.
The routine.
And it's like, yeah, you're looking good, mate. Yeah. And then they go, yeah, well, I start off with 25 minutes of cardio. I do this, I do that. It's like, whoa, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. About
I'm just giving you a little pat on the back because obviously you care so much. Mm. I don't want to know the story behind it.
Then he goes into the gym demo. He does five or six different routines.
Mm.
What did you make?
How many reps, Greeno?
Reps aren't recorded here, unfortunately. I'll look into that in the week.
Isn't that something big?
Oh, you need to know about reps.
How much mirror time?
Nah, it's all about body fat. I want to know about body fat
percentage.
We're not going to do the Mitchell Starc party whistle today. We're just going to go straight into
We can just hit the party whistle.
We can.
Yeah, no, just hit the party. Yeah, like, yeah, we got to send them off with the party whistle. No, go back, whistle? Go back, back to the previous screen.
Go back to, oh, I just want to do
the party whistle.
Your local station, 89.3 2GLF.
Need to start party whistle means we've got 20
almost
seconds
almost out of time.
Yeah, it's all about body fat, Damo, and what kind of protein shakes. How much protein, how many carb? Are you carb loading? Are you overcarb loading? What's your moisture content? How much water are you consuming? How much water body level? I tried to get talked into something yesterday where it's like a gym session where it's like repetitions of certain exercises and then you have 30-second rests in the middle. But in the rests, you do sit-ups and push-ups. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a rest. No. That sounds like a continuation of the exercise. All right, but that being said, time to get out of here. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?